go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, partying on the deck at Hawks, the nicest of all the finer neighborhood bars and grills that Hawks owns.
What town are we in, man?
We're in Madison, Wisconsin, brother. I'm staring at the Wisconsin State Capitol right up State Street. We're on the shady side of the street. Thanks to Dom.
Very appropriate for you, Curdy.
And we're taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. 1 week from today, Election Day in the great state of Wisconsin. But you see this headline over at the Raw Story, Dom?
What's that?
Michigan GOP cancels their election night party after a man threatens to torch headquarters.
Wow.
I think it was one of their own.
It probably is.
On Tuesday, David Eckert of Crane's Business News reported that the Republican Party of Michigan was forced to cancel an election night party following violent threats against their office. The Michigan GOP has abruptly canceled its primary election night watch party at a restaurant pub in downtown Lansing due to a security concern. Deputy Chief of Staff Gustavo Portella says the party has received multiple threats about the attack, to its building and staff. Portella says the latest threat came this morning when a bystander near the party headquarters in Lansing threatened to shoot the building, and he also told a female staffer he wanted to enslave women and burn the building down. Now, I swear to God, that's MAGA.
That's almost too MAGA to be MAGA, man.
It's a false flag operation, Dom, yeah. I'm telling you.
I mean, I discourage that kind of behavior, but here's what the problem is. Trump has fomented this, and whether or not this is a MAGA or anti-MAGA, right, it's still not kosher, still not good civic behavior. It is still a crime. We have to engage in our systems and engage in our way of government to make it better. If you do not engage in it, and that doesn't mean just going to vote, it means more than that. Educating yourself is a big part of that. If we do not do that, then we're stuck with things like this, and that's threats from random D-bags because of some political ideals that perhaps they don't appreciate.
Now, didn't the former president threaten the assembly speaker of the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, effectively with political termination?
Well, endorsing his opponent.
He said worse than that about Robin Voss.
Trump is the poster boy for inappropriate and treasonous, traitorous, bastardness behavior. So, sure. And that has now opened up the door for all the other Trumpers. I mean, come on. The guy came out and endorsed Eric. I endorsed Eric in Missouri, right? Well, which one? I'm not going to tell you. I mean,
Creighton's the one accused of raping the woman.
Yes, and the other guy is not much better to my understanding. But the point being that you have this head of this political party, the MAGA party, coming out and is being, I'm going to endorse MAGA. And all the news are like, oh, this is so confusing. And both the Erics accepted the endorsement. Thank you, President Trump, for your endorsement, because they're both named Eric. I believe there might actually be another dude running also named Eric. But that is what Trump is. He is chaos. He is all about Trump. And whatever he can do, he'll do.
You know he wasn't endorsing Eric Trump. A little bit more from the Republican Party of Michigan. I find a little of their words, their statements, ironic, Dom. Here's what they said. It's unfortunate that members of the opposite party would seize on this, and joke about the situation. Again, they were, threatened with firebombing or something of the sort. But this type of politics they play nowadays, our party won't be deterred.
Oh, really?
And we'll continue to work tirelessly for Republican policies despite ongoing threats. No type of violence against women should ever be tolerated. That's the statement from the Republican Party of the state of Michigan, without irony.
With zero irony.
Or as the statement here says, this comes as right-wing activists around the country have threatened elected officials, including Republicans themselves, often motivated by conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, having been stolen. It was rigged, Dom, I tell you.
See, it is just such a cancer on this country. There has to be some comeuppance for Trump and these conspirators. Otherwise, this will continue. Until there is accountability, and until there are convictions, until someone steals Trump's mattress, this will continue. This is now the way of the world under MAGA.
Did you go to jail for the weekend and someone took your mattress? You always come back to that.
844-967-2789. No one's taking my mattress. Let's get some callers in. Jake from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah, do you think, I mean, we've already known this for a while, but when Voss hired Gabelman, the whole idea, I think, was to, you know, take all the circus and give it to someone else so Voss could hide from it. But I think right now, like, it's gotten so bad that Voss can't hide from it at all because he's the one who, you know, is the one who's giving him money. Not only that, but Gabelman is just taking taxpayer money. And we all know that Republicans are really good stewards of taxpayer money, right?
Right.
And, you know, Jake, I feel like Robin Voss was trying to walk the high wire like one of the Melinda brothers, and he fell right on his nards, and it's got to sting.
Yeah, and I think it's rubbing off on him now, and I think we should keep on taking his nose and rubbing it into Gableman's crap, so to speak. And the rest of the media has gotten a hold of it finally, that this is just a joke, and, you know, Voss can't run from it anymore. I mean, it's never, even if he wins, he can't run from it. So at least we can, I don't know, put that patch on him, I guess.
Robin Voss wears a scarlet letter.
A T. They all should wear the scarlet T. Thank you for the call, Jake. We can take your calls, 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the list. Jack from the Mac, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Well, hey, Jack. I have a thought, if you believe it or not.
Well, don't hurt yourself, Jack.
It seems like the whole purpose of this fraud was to try to decertify the election. Gableman knew darn well, probably from day one, that you can't do that. If he agreed to take money for doing this, that is definitely done under false pretenses. In short, it is financial fraud. And I don't see why he couldn't be prosecuted for that. And just the same as, for example, okay, Voss told them, you go ahead and do this, but if you are trapped by a fraudster and you say, go ahead and do this, and the fraudster knows darn well he's not going to do it, then that's definitely fraud. If not that, if you can't be prosecuted legally, then maybe a lawsuit to recover $1 million+ directly from Gableman. It's just an idea.
I don't know about getting blood from a stone, Jack.
Well, would he have qualified immunity because he is in some tangential way associated with an elected official? He was there at the behest of the State Assembly Elections Commission?
Well, so was BOP.
Committee?
You know, I don't know. It's just the whole thing's a joke, Jack, and I think they knew it from the beginning. They knew it they did it to acquiesce Trump, as Kurti mentioned, to try to walk that fine line to keep the MAGA involved, to keep them motivated, to keep them engaged, and to keep Trump off their backs, and, you know, and just to hope that at some point, you know, this will all just go away. But, you know, the dirty secret is it never goes away. I mean, Trump continues to be there. He will always be there. He will always be doing the Trumpiness stuff until he has to pay the price. And if Gableman can get $11,000 a month out of it, Jack, hell, even if it's down to $5,000, why not? He's cashing those checks. You think he gives a damn about the fact that he knows and it has been reported out today from Freedom of Information, from American Oversight, that he told Voss it is impossible for this to happen. But thank you for the check. I'll keep cashing it. I mean, once you say that, shouldn't you just, you know, kind of shut it down?
Well,
any thoughts, Jack?
Like I said, he's clearly committing fraud. He knows he can't do it. He's taking money for it, just like a fraudster would from you or me. I don't see why he couldn't be prosecuted for it, or at least, like I said, at least the subject of a lawsuit to try to recover some of that money.
Oh, come on, Jack. We don't even prosecute fraudulent Trump electors in the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for the call, man.
844-967-2789. You can join the party people here at the decks, the patio, more accurately, outside Hawks. You can join us on the phones, of course. But first, I got more breaking news, man.
Oh, man, it's a busy day today.
More political luminaries coming to our backyard. What star could possibly shine brighter than Donald Trump? There could only be one.
And?
Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence is coming to town?
Hang Mike Pence is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow, baby. Coming on behalf of Rebecca Clayfish.
Oh, really?
Sort of a preemptive attack before Trump can come and endorse Michaels.
Even though Michaels would not endorse Trump yesterday at the town hall.
Yes, correct. Okay. That's my understanding. Mike Pence will travel to Milwaukee on Wednesday to attend a roundtable with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. I'm going to have to call Joel, see if I can get myself invited. Who the former vice president has endorsed leading up to an August 9th primary against Donald Trump backhanded Tim Michaels. And you know, the odd man out Ram Jam's got to be crying himself to sleep at night. He earned that endorsement in a variety of ways.
I have a feeling Ram Jam cries himself to sleep every night, regardless of what's going on.
No, that's Mrs. Ram Jam. Clayfish announced Tuesday that Pence and former Governor Scotty Wanker, who she served under for 8 years, will join her for a law enforcement roundtable discussion, which will occur 2 days before Trump comes to Waukesha County to hold a rally in support of Michaels, the millionaire co-owner of the Brownsville-based Michaels Corp. Now, Clayfish is in a sharply contested primary with Michaels, who's also been backed by former Governor Tommy Thompson. Other Republicans in the race include State Rep. Timothy Rantham, Dom's buddy, the Republican from Campbellsport, and Adam Fisher, the guy who gets no respect. In addition to Pence, Clayfish has been endorsed by only the finest U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. I wouldn't admit that. I wouldn't seek his endorsement. I wouldn't accept his endorsement if offered.
Wait, didn't Ted Cruz win the Republican presidential primary in 2016 in the state of Wisconsin?
He did.
He certainly did.
A little bit more.
Oh, doesn't, and Walker, too, man. Scott Walker also endorsed Rebecca Clayfish.
He did just recently, multiple times. Now, Cruz is a fierce Trump rival, turned close ally. Turned close ally, meaning he has no moral character. He just sold his soul. Now, my understanding, there's recent books out, recent reporting, and this is obviously after the fact, but Trump actually apologized to Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz wouldn't accept the apology, wouldn't endorse Trump. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Well, now he's
apologizing to Ted Cruz for which indiscretion, the ugly wife comment or the
your dad killed JFK?
Right. I mean, there's just so many.
Well, I don't know, but Cruz has been doing enough knob slobbering to go around ever since. More from this article at the Cap Times, or more accurately, the Madison.com. Michaels and Clayfish were leading the race, separated by just one percentage point. Uh-oh, they're coming for Dom. In a recent statewide polling, Ram Jam, who has been endorsed by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and Dominic Salvia, polled more than 20 points behind Michaels and Clayfish in June. Fisher was not included in the poll.
Well, you mean the Mike Lindell poll didn't happen, the push, the bump? There's no Mike Lindell pillow bump? Shocking. Weird how that is. I mean, just look at these characters, Curdy. This is what we're dealing with. And Donald Trump is, and who was, I think it was Lindsey Graham said, if we get Trump, he's going to, tear this party apart. And that's exactly what they're doing. But the good news is the Republican Party, as you all thought it was, that died a long time ago. This is MAGA, baby.
Dominic, I suspect you sleep just fine at night on your MyPillow, hugging your Ram Jam for governor pillow. Come back, more Devil's Advocates partying on the patio outside Hawks Bar and Grill, 425 State Street. Now, lovely Mrs. Crudy wants to know, is 7 o'clock too late to come to the party?
No!
You'll miss the live broadcast, but it's never too late to come to a Devil's Advocates party. We may close this street down, and it never shuts down. More Devil's Advocates, more of the happier, happier, more of your calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Do you know who I am?
Man, they
they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.